I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I used to own a camp with a swimming pond in the Northeast Kingdom. I remember in late summer swimming in the pond and admiring these plants growing along the pond edge. They were 2 to 3 feet tall, with rounded stems, deep green boldly veined leaves, and white or pink flowers on the top of the stems. The flowers reminded me of an animal's head. Do you know the animal I'm talking about? Yes, it was chelone, or turtle head. You don't have to live in the Northeast Kingdom or have a pond to grow turtle heads. But these conditions tell you something about this native perennial. It's a hardy, tough-as-nails plant that likes moist soil. Chelone grows best in part sun, but survives full sun if the soil stays consistently moist. The white, pink, or red flowers are hooded and have two petals that overlap, looking like a turtle's head. Turtle heads are good problem-solving plants around your home. They grow in heavy, wet, mucky clay soils and bloom from late summer to fall when there's a dearth of color in your flower garden. You can plant them in a part-shade flower garden as long as you keep them well-watered. Other locations include a rain garden or any wet area. Pair them with other part-shade, damp, soil-tolerant plants such as Joe Pye weed, cardinal flower, and meadow rue. Chelone will spread over time and can be divided in spring to make more plants. The wild species usually has white or light pink colored flowers, but newer selections such as Hot Lips feature dark pink blooms. The plants may be susceptible to leaf diseases, especially if grown in too dry a soil. And now for this week's tip. When piling food scraps into your composter, remember to add a handful of high carbon material such as hay, dried leaves, or peat moss with every handful of wet, high-nitrogen food scraps. This will balance the pile, preventing flies and smells from developing. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about popcorn. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.